Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live edition of Come to Papa. Now, let's give a warm welcome to your host. His head looks like a volleyball in glasses, Tom Papa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the big show. I'm Tom Papa. Thank all of you listening out there in Radio Land, and thank all of you beautiful people who came out to join us in our live audience here at the Village Underground in New York City. New York, where Trump Tower is getting ready to welcome back the guy who used to do coke in the penthouse. Now, please say hello to the best announcer in the business, the talented Rick Chrome, everybody.
Thanks, Tommy. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Staten Island Aquarium. Tired of seeing normal fish? Do you want to see sea creatures that you've never seen before? Then head to the Staten Island Aquarium, where toxic waste mixes with Mother Nature. You'll see eels with feet, crabs with jelly claws, and sharks with fins growing out of their ass. The Staten Island Aquarium. You've got to see this stuff. Tom?
Well, our mission tonight, as always at Come to Papa, is to make great radio for good people. Good people who are trying to enjoy the springtime despite being attacked by Trump news every 5 seconds. For all the people who asked on election night, what's the worst that can happen? He's hell-bent on letting us know. He's like dating a crazy girlfriend. You want things to calm down. She says it's all cool. There'll be no more drama. And then you come out of your apartment and she slit your tires. And if Trump is the crazy girlfriend, then Wolf Blitzer is the best friend who wants to gossip about it nonstop. You can't get away from Wolf Blitzer. Everywhere you go, every time you go to an airport, every time you go to a gas station, in a bar, there's Wolf Blitzer just popping up with breaking news. Stop it, Wolf. Leave me alone. I don't need you popping out of a bag at Wetzel's Pretzels. I just want to eat my caramel pretzels. You're fine, people. You're doing great. You're doing great. This is not normal. Don't let anybody act like it's normal. When you speak in hushed tones in restaurants and you say the name Trump, which you can't not say every day, it literally pops into your head every goddamn day. And it's got to come out at some point. You have to say it. How many times do you do it and you like look around like they're listening? Don't look around. Say it out loud. This is not normal. Take politics out of it. This guy is a fucking nutbag. This is what a leader is. More than policy, more than anything, he's just the head of the family. He sets the mood. What we're dealing with now is a raging, alcoholic, perverted, drug-addicted dad. This is like coming to the breakfast table and dad has a syringe sticking out of his arm. And you have to eat your cereal and pack your book bag like it's normal. It's not normal. It's not normal. We're gonna need a lot of therapy when it's all over. But you're doing great. You're managing it great. Try and dial it back. Try not to look at it and come to shows like this. This is the only escape. Get some chicken fingers. Get some pinkish sangria that's gonna give you diarrhea for weeks. Hang out with your friend Dave. Tell your wife, you know what? I'm not coming home. These are not normal times. And all of us want the number of the couple from Canada because we might be heading your way. You guys ready for a great show tonight? Now say hello to our band who didn't vote for Trump because they were too high to find the polling place. Maury and the Come to Papa Trio. It's an intense time for the country, everybody, trying to figure out if Trump is going to be impeached. Everyone wants to know what was said by the FBI director. And Trump alluded to the fact that he might have taped his conversations. Are there tapes? Will we hear the tapes? Well, I'm here to tell you right now, you will hear those tapes. It's a Come to Papa exclusive. What you'll hear first on this first tape is the president speaking privately with his butler.
Here you go, Mr. President. Another bottle of vodka, and here's your third order of curly fries.
Yay, I love curly fries. Curly fries are my friend. Hello, curly fries. Look at them. I'm telling you, curly fries are the best food in the history of foods. That I can tell you. Curlies, they don't say bad things to me. Do you know curly fries? Man, these are good.
Will there be anything else, Mr. President?
Sit down for a minute, Mark. I want to ask you a really important question. Can you repeat this? Can't repeat this, okay, please?
Sure thing.
Do you promise?
I promise.
Pinky swear.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you like that show, Naked and Afraid?
I haven't seen it, actually.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely amazing. They take two people and they put them in the woods and they take off all their clothes. They're totally naked. They put those little blurry dots on the pussies, but you can completely make it out. It's absolutely the greatest. You gotta watch it. It's unbelievable.
All right, I'll give it a whirl.
But their ratings are absolutely terrible, and my tweets are getting higher ratings. Look, pass me the vodka. Mark, why doesn't anybody like me?
I wouldn't say they don't like you. They're just really confused by you. It's like seeing a jellyfish on the beach. It's cool, but creepy at the same time.
Everything was so great during the campaign. I mean, the whole planet liked me, remember? That one rally, that was unbelievable. The whole planet was there. I can't believe I won. I'm the president. Isn't it crazy?
It's batshit, boss.
You know, it's very hard for a Republican to win. But I did it, and I can do anything. You want to know some top secrets?
Excuse me?
I get great intel. I mean, that they say they're top secrets, but guess what? I'm the top, so I can tell whoever I want.
You know, I'm not sure if you should.
Hillary's gay.
Oh, brother.
It makes perfect sense, believe me. I knew she had to be gay because she didn't even try to kiss me once.
Okay.
Mark, listen to me, okay? For your country, and as a citizen, I implore you, get me some more curly fries, would you? Come on.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Now, this next tape was a bit of a surprise. It's a secret meeting between Trump and Bernie Sanders. So let's see if we can listen to this.
I don't know. I just thought this job was going to be more fun than this.
Don't be such a fucking baby. I don't know why you ran for president. You didn't want this. You should be playing golf with your gold-covered clubs in Palm Beach. I should be behind that desk.
I know, Bernie, but you know me. I just hate to lose, you know?
You are doing nothing to help the poor people in this country. You said you would, but you are just helping your friends in the top 1%. You're blowing everyone in Goldman Sachs, for Christ's sake. You're taking health care away. You're really acting like a rich twat.
I know, Bernie, but come on. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Have you ever met poor people? They are literally the worst. I mean, they don't shower, they have horrible manners, and they smell like the subway's ass. Not that I would ever go to the subway. It's really a place not for white people.
Donald, now listen to me. You need help. You are literally losing your marbles. Why did you call me here?
Look, if you want to know the truth, I'm bored. I am so unbelievably bored. And I figured, you know, you would be fun. I mean, Jewish people are always fun. Hold on, I'm going to tweet that. Hang on a second. Jews are completely...
No, that is a horrible idea. You tweet too much, Donald. You tweet, you wouldn't be in half as much trouble if you threw away your phone.
Look, I never throw away this phone, okay? I mean, what do people do when they're bored? They get on their phone, okay? That's what it's for. This job is so boring, though. I can't take it.
I don't know if I can help you. I really think there might be something wrong with you. For the good of the country, Donald, now just step down.
I don't know. Maybe I should. I mean, I could get my plane back. I love my plane. It's a tremendous, unbelievable plane, believe me. I hate this new one. I mean, they won't even let me put my name on the side of it.
You are such a douche. There are poor people in this country who haven't even been on a bus.
Excuse me. What's a bus?
All right, I am getting out of here. I'm going back to Vermont. I'm building a bomb shelter there with Ben and Jerry. That way, when you really mess things up, I'll be able to spend my final days in a pool of Chunky Monkey. Good luck.
Shalom, Bernie. Shalom. By the way, for those who don't know what shalom is, that's Jewy talk.
Okay, here's now the part that we've all been waiting for. This is the tape where Jim Comey, the former head of the FBI, was in Trump's office. It's a little shocking, so let's just listen.
Jim, you are so unbelievably tall. It looks like so much fun. Is it fun to be tall?
It's okay, I guess.
It's so cool. Look, you are so unbelievably cool. Listen, do you think that you could maybe leave Michael Flynn alone?
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot discuss that.
Come on. I thought you were cool. Come on.
I never said that either.
Okay, well, here's something cool, okay? I'm going to tell you something that I just found out from a top secret source.
Please don't do that.
No. It's totally cool, believe me.
I feel like you're more of a New Jersey pot dealer than a president.
Look, I can do this, okay? I can do anything. Listen, it turns out that China, okay, is like totally filled with Chinese people. A lot of people don't even know that. Can you believe that? But it kind of makes sense if you think about it. Now go ahead, tell me something cool.
Sir, I really should get back to work.
You're fired.
What?
I'm kidding. You're not fired. I just like to say that, but I'm serious. You're fired. Do you think I look fat, by the way?
I don't know. You do have like a platypus that lived in an Atlantic City sewer kind of vibe, but you're not that fat.
Look. Okay, you can keep your job. Just stop investigating stuff.
I'm the head of the FBI.
No, you're not, because you're fired. I'm kidding again. Can you believe that? Another joke. Can I count on your loyalty? Can we be best friends? Come on, Comey. Look, let's be besties.
What am I, 10? No, sir, I'm loyal to the Constitution.
You're fired again. By the way, do you like curly fries?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's because you're a complete nutbag. That's why. A complete disaster. Listen to me. I am the president, and you're not. So no more investigating for you, okay? No more talking to judges. I don't want any more press conferences, and I don't want to go to any more press dinners. I don't even want to live in this stupid White House anymore.
Well, that I can help you with.
There it is, the hidden tapes. Bob DeBono playing Donald Trump. Bob DeBono. And now please welcome our first comedian of the night, the talented and lovely Mark Normand, everybody. Mark Normand!
All right. That was semi-awkward. Well, we're good. Everybody's good. Thanks for coming out. Great shoulders. All right. Here we go. A lot of Trump talk these days. You know, there's some good that comes out of Trump. You know, we had that women's march. That was fun. I went to that. That was a special day. Although I gotta say, I haven't heard the word pussy yelled that much since that time I rollerbladed to high school. Yeah, I don't know. I'm doing okay. Had a one-night stand not too long ago. Yeah. Yes, you were there. Yeah. It was fun. During the sex, she kept yelling out, baby, baby, oh, baby, baby. Kept saying baby over and over again. So I yelled out, relationship. And she was like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, oh, I thought we were just yelling out stuff we don't want. Weird how we say baby in bed. Why are we yelling out the thing we don't want to happen? You don't deal with food, chili dog, diarrhea. Baby, how did that even become a sexy word? Baby, how'd that get in there, right? Because you can't be like, toddler. Yeah, weird. All right. I'll dial it back. I can see people are getting offended. Sorry. Just treating you like an adult. I don't know. It's fun being single. You know, I feel like single people get a bad rap. Everybody's very condescending to single people. They're like, oh, you're single? Oh, don't you get lonely? I go, sure I do, but how come we always assume loneliness is worse than a relationship? I feel like loneliness is a lot easier to manage, difficult to get out of. You get lonely, call a friend, go to a movie. If you're in a bad relationship, you're like, well, I guess I got a killer. What other options do I have? You know? It's just tough to date now. You know, we have no patience anymore. We want everything immediately now. We want everything quick. We want Uber, Tinder, Netflix. Everything's so quick now. The only thing we don't want quick is sex. When is that going to catch up? I was with a girl the other night. I finished kind of early. She's like, hey, what's going on here? I was like, well, these are the times we're living in. Come on. I don't have the patience for your vagina to be buffering. Let's go. Yeah. I'm on all the dating sites. You know, I think guys like those because it's tough to approach a woman cold, out of nowhere, at a bar. That's why I feel like women should hit on men more. Hit on us, ladies. You can say whatever you want to a guy. I had an old lady approach me once. She goes, ooh, I'm going to kidnap you. I was like, wow, I could never say that to a woman. I say that to a lady, she calls the police. I would be curious to know what a woman could say that would offend me. Like, all right, I'm going to take you home, drug you, take advantage of you, and film it. I'd be like, all right, well, at least let me pay for the Uber. I'm just jealous of you gals. You have options. You have the freedom to say no. Like, if a girl goes on a date with a guy and this guy takes out his Nazi memorabilia, she's like, I get the hell out of here. If I go on a date with a girl and she takes out her Nazi memorabilia, I'm like, I gotta fuck her and get the hell out of here. Could be a long winter. Gotta stock up. When you're single, though, you miss love. Love is good. We all want somebody to love us. But that's the thing. We all want the love part, but nobody wants to do the work. We just want the love. Nobody wants to call you and check in and get yelled at. We just want the love part. It's kind of like a dog walker. We all have our dog be a pace mind, do the stuff you don't want to do. Pick up the poop, walk it. Wouldn't it be great to have a girlfriend walker? Right? Just some guy on the sidewalk, eight girls on a leash, like, all right, tell me about your day. Yeah, get angry at me about a dream you had. Tell me you're not mad when you clearly are. Cry now, right? Then you get your girlfriend back like, did she cry? Took a while, but she cried. Jokes. But I get it's going to be tough to be a lady, you know? Society, you know? A friend of mine just got cheated on by a guy. She's pissed. She's like, oh, men are dogs. They're all dogs. That's a weird choice when a guy cheats. Because aren't dogs literally the most loyal animal? You can do anything a dog will stick with you. Kill a kid, hit a woman. Dog's like, he's home. Right? If anything, guys who cheat are more like cats till they're all nervous, freaking out, head on a swivel, right? Where were you last night? I don't know. I used to live with a gay guy, had a gay roommate. That was fun. I like gay. I feel like gays are a little more advanced than everyone else, you know? They're progressive, non-violent. You never meet any violent gay guys. There's no gay gangs. That would just be a musical. Yeah. Gays are fun. I don't know. Is that offensive? I don't know what's offensive anymore. I call everything offensive now, so the word has no meaning, you know? I like horrible words. I think they're fun. I have no hatred towards any group. I just like the words. I feel like I need, like, a politically incorrect speakeasy. You know, just somewhere I can go to say horrible shit and no one gets offended. Eh? Wouldn't that be nice? You just go down some creaky stairs, you bang on a big steel door. The guy's like, what's the password? Retarded. Get in here! That'd be nice. What is that, a midget waiter? It's little person. Well, you're out, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't hate any group. Who's got the energy to be prejudiced? Who's got the time to be racist, you know? Seems like a lot of work. Put on an outfit, go to a meeting. I just don't want to do anything. I don't care about your group enough to hate it. Go nuts, do whatever you want. I don't care, right? I don't want to burn a cross or a calorie. You know? I don't want to do anything. People are like, Black Lives Matter. I'm like, great, can I park here? Is that cool? Yeah. I don't care. Everybody's so opinionated about everything, so angry. You hear these guys like, well, what about these Muslims on airplanes? Well, I'd rather a Muslim on a plane than a baby. Had 100% better experiences. Just saying, if the airport had a baby ban, I wouldn't protest. Yeah. And the new one now, you got these guys angry about transgender. Ah, transgender, they're using the bathrooms. Well, they're still using toilets, right? They're not pinching a hot loaf in the sink. If that was the case, yeah, we should have a talk. I'm trying to wash my hands here. But still using the toilet, you know? Then you get the hillbilly guy. Well, what if one of these perverts puts on a dress and looks at my wife in the bathroom? Ooh, what a score. Some guy can see your fat wife shitting? Yeah. What a lucky guy. But we've come a long way in this country. Gosh darn it, we had our rough patch. We've come a long way. Like in the 50s, we had whites only and blacks only water fountain, which is incredibly sad, especially if you're a thirsty Asian. What the hell were they doing? Drinking out of a hose? No one talks about it, right? Black people are pissed. Can you believe this shit? We're on a water fountain. Asian's like, can I get a sip? I'm dying out here. Asians are smart. They sit back. They don't complain. They wait for black people and white people to fight. They're like, we'll get our water then. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy we had whites-only businesses at some point. That is mind-boggling. There's really only one white-only business left, and that's tanning salon. That's the last one, yeah. If I was racist, I would just hang out in tanning beds all day, you know, avoid everybody. But then eventually you turn brown. Now you're really fucked. All right. Cool. I don't know, a lot of racial talk these days. White privilege, that's a term you hear a lot now, white privilege. I was at a grocery store with a friend of mine, he's black. I stole a candy bar, I love to steal. I get a little rush from stealing. I get outside, I'm all proud of myself. My friend goes, white privilege, white privilege. I was like, what? No, this was a robbery. If I had gotten caught and gotten away with it, that would be white privilege. This is just me being an amazing thief. And he was like, no, it's white privilege. The guy didn't follow you around the store. He followed me around the store. And I was like, well, yeah, that's why I brought you. This wasn't diversity. This was a diversion. All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. We're getting older. I like older women. They're sexy. That's a perk. Yeah, older women are hot. They've seen it all. There's no games. They're like non-vets. You know, they're like, I've had 3 divorces, 5 kids. Put it anywhere. Love that. That's hot. I've had a few older gals in my day. Anybody here been through menopause? I don't mean to offend. I don't, you know, I'm very ignorant when it comes to this stuff. You ladies keep a lid on this shit, you know? Like, my aunt's going through menopause right now. She's bummed out. She's depressed. I thought that would be a good time. Menstruation's over. Years of discomfort over. Come on, you graduated, sister. It's time to move that tampon string to the side. Why isn't that a party? Where's that Facebook invite, huh? Hey, Aunt Marie, stop bleeding every month. All right. Everybody in the pool. All right. Thanks a lot. I'm Kevin Hart. Have a good night. Thank you.
Mark Norman, everybody. Mark Norman. Mark was brought to you by Anthony's Back Hair Hair Scrunchies. Are you a victim of back hair shaming? Do you think it's time that your back hair should be celebrated instead of hidden? Then it's time to get some of Anthony's Back Hair Hair Scrunchies. They come in a variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. Just gather up some back hair, wrap it in one of our colorful scrunchies, and you'll be the talk of the beach. Anthony's Back Hair Hair Scrunchies, because you're a sexy beast.
The great Rick Chrome, everybody. Rick Chrome. And now, a word from our sponsor. Looking to get away? Want to go someplace special? Movie star Michael Caine's Bed and Breakfast.
Hello. I am Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's Bed and Breakfast. Enjoy staying in Michael's beautiful Victorian-era home. Everything in this lovely house speaks of old-world charm.
I am Michael Caine. You're going to love it here. Even the bathrooms are elegant. In fact, when I was a child, my mum would give me a hot bath every night. She'd fill the tub with bubbles and rub my shoulders and clean my bum. And if you stay here with me, I will do the same for you. I promise that you will have a bright, squeaky, clean bum because I am Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's Bed and Breakfast. You'll enjoy a private room with comfortable 4-poster beds.
I am Michael Caine. You're going to love these beds. They are the most elegant beds I've ever slept in. In fact, when I was a boy, My mum would tuck me in and sing lullabies to me until I fell asleep. Sometimes, if I was still restless, we would spoon and she'd nibble on my ear. And that is what I'm going to do for you, because I am Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's Bed and Breakfast. In the mornings, you'll be awoken to the smells of country breakfast, with freshly brewed coffee, sizzling bacon and eggs.
I am Michael Caine. And we have a truly fantastic breakfast for you. In fact, I encourage all my guests to have breakfast the same way I did as a child. In your underpants. But don't misbehave, or I will have to swat your bottom like my mum did to me. I will have to bend you over my knee and swat your bottom in my underpants. I think you'll like that, because I am Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's Bed and Breakfast. I know what you're thinking. This vacation is starting to seem a little weird.
Hello. Right. I am Michael Caine. I was just thinking.
I just noticed the glasses.
That's how I convey my character.
I get it.
When you visit, you know, you should just stay in my room. I mean, why dirty another bed? It'll be such fun. It'll be like an old-fashioned slumber party. You can cuddle up in bed with me, Michael Caine. And we can even reenact scenes from my favorite films. I have a Batman mask you can wear. I'll play Alfred. But don't be a naughty Batman. I'll have to spike you right on your bottom. Because I am Michael Caine.
Michael Caine's Bed and Breakfast. This shit just got really weird.
I am Michael Caine, and you are a dirty, dirty boy.
Michael Caine's Bed and Breakfast. You might be better off at the Holiday Inn. The great Dave Juskow, everybody. Dave Juskow. And now please welcome my good friend, the lovely and talented Marina Franklin, everybody. Marina Franklin.
Thank you. Keep it going. Fantastic. I'm feeling pretty good these days. I've lost like 35 pounds, so I'm feeling good. Thank you. Some of you clapped. Some of you were just like, keep going. I don't know. I saw that. You didn't see the journey, so why should you care? But I have lost weight because I am out of a relationship, and that's just how I do it. When I'm not with you, I look amazing. Okay, that's when I get it together, you know. Not when I'm with you. Why would I do that, you know? I got you. The trick worked. Like, if I'm in a relationship with you and you see me doing air squats and sit-ups, it's over. I am about to leave your ass, because that is not for you. It's not for you. It's for the next victim. The one I really want. And when he falls in love with a thin version of who I am, I'm gonna eat. A lot. Oh, I'm getting fat that day. I'm getting so huge. It's a plan. Oh, I'm gonna get that kind of fat, like, if they ever have to move me, they have to think about it. You know, like, do you have her? Because I don't have her. There's panic that sets in. And then I'm gonna sit on that man. I'm gonna sit on him with my fat ass. And I'm just gonna watch him struggle. And I'm gonna tell him in my fat voice, because you know your voice gains weight. I'm gonna tell him, you ain't going nowhere. And that's how I keep that one. I love you. Thank you for enjoying this. See, some men will never laugh at this because they're like, that happened to me. Okay? And that shit ain't funny. I mean, today I'm free, but oh, what a journey. Out from under her fat ass. You should have seen it. So, yeah, I have lost weight. Single. It's been a while. It's been a while. Okay. Yeah, this girl has not gotten late in a while. Sorry to put that out there, but if I don't tell you, how am I going to get late? Put it in the universe, maybe it'll come back. It's just that I am doing something different than I've ever done before. I'm starting to get to know men before I sleep with them. Don't do that. Because, oh my, can they talk you out of it? You just let them talk, and you'll be like, nah, you can't have this. Like, I had this one guy tell me he was going to take the bus to my house. The bus. I was like, this ain't no bus, pussy. Okay? This is special. And you're going to take the bus to it? He even said he was going to transfer to another bus. Oh, thank you for laughing at that. Because I did that joke in Wisconsin. Apparently, they all ride the bus there. It was just very quiet. There was just one lady. She was like, oh, she's fancy. Doesn't ride the bus. I don't. I take the train. So this is what I talk about dating these days. Politics I don't do because, I'm trying to get laid. I don't want to divide the room. It's hard. I have some guilt about it, though, about not talking about it. Like, I feel like I need to do more. I have guilt. Like, I haven't marched. I need to do some marching. I've just been waiting for the summer, quite honestly, you know. I'm more of a seasonal protester. It's got to be real hot. Like the Women's March, I didn't do it. I have a very weak bladder, and I heard that the lines for the bathroom were very long. Historically long is what they said, actually. And when looking back at history, a picture of me just standing in line for the bathroom is not what I want. Or straddling a bush because I couldn't make it. Just staring at my girlfriend like, this is our female moment. This is it. I need to do more. And I'm messing up on stuff. This is where I do feel older. Like, I'm messing up on my pronouns. Like, I met someone who was not a guy or a girl. They were a they. That's how they wanted to be referred. And I cared. I tried. I was just messing up, and they got mad at me. It's just in a sentence structurally, right? It makes me sound like a runaway slave. Like, who they? When they coming? They down by the riverside? No, they says we free. Oh, they gonna be mad about that joke. So. I'm not good at this stuff. It's so bad. It's gotten so bad, I actually have empathy for white people who don't know what to say. That's where I am. I mean, the most I've done was I yelled at a white man standing too close to me at the grocery store. That was it. And that was because he could see my debit card number. And I just looked at him and I said, no peace. Oh, fuck. I fucked that joke up. Sorry. I don't even know the saying. I've dated a lot of white guys. That's a good segue. Because the economy's been really bad. So I'm very strategic with my shit. Dated a lot of white guys. Like about two whites ago, right? This guy, he was probably the whitest guy I ever dated. He had never been around black people his whole life, and that does happen. We're not everywhere. We're not. Am I here? Am I the only one here? Yes. Like, I go places, I ask, are we here? Nothing comes back. You know? Like, so he didn't have the experience. Like, I would catch him sometimes, like, just staring at my hair, just looking. Like, he never really dealt with my hair. So I told him one time, I said, touch this shit. He was like, no. I said, put your hands in it. He was like, mm-mm. One time he just patted. He pat my fro. And he reshaped it. And I was looking like Frederick Douglass that day. Thank you, the sign. Some of you are going to have to Google who Frederick Douglass is, including our president. I mean, it's kind of an old joke, but new. One time he was really focusing on my hair because I was in the pool. You know, the family had this pool in the backyard. I was in it. I was swimming. My hair was wet. He was just looking, really focused in on my hair. And he said this, "What's going to happen?" "Oh, shit. It's still dry. How'd it do that? I mean, it's wet, but dry. It's like she's waterproof." All right, I'm going to stop. Boy, this is a white crowd for sure. These wet. I mean, some of you are laughing, but some of you are like, this is just information, basically. I get it. I get it. I get it. We are not everywhere. Like, I live in Harlem, New York. Harlem has changed. You guys can go. You get a good salad these days. Make a good arugula. Some things are still black in Harlem, though. We got the Magic Johnson Theater, which I absolutely love. And some of us do talk at the screen. I go there for that. Oh, I love it. I love it. Like, I saw the Lord of the Rings there years ago. Frodo dropped the ring. And this woman yelled out. She was like, "Damn, nigga, do your job. Shit." It's fantastic material. It's just, I gotta keep going. Hey, you guys are excellent. Thank you so much. Back to your
Marina Franklin, everybody. Marina Franklin. Marina was brought to you by Jiffy Lube Hot Oil Lattes. Do you love coffee? Do you have a car? Do you want to be a trendier than you really are? Well, then it's time for a Jiffy Lube Hot Oil Latte. Just because you're getting your oil changed doesn't mean you can't be as cool as those douchebags at Starbucks. Jiffy Lube Hot Oil Lattes. You're hanging out in our lobby already.
Rick, Rick, during these troubled times, you know who I really miss?
Vanilla Ice?
No. I miss the great commentator from 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney. Oh. Remember that guy, Dave? You remember that guy?
Great. His essays, his put everything into perspective.
Yeah, but he's dead now.
Yeah. Well, you're in luck, Tom. Here he is from his newsroom in the sky, the late, great Andy Rooney.
It seems like you can't go do a single day without saying the word Trump. He's somehow taken over the entire country's conversations. Have you ever talked to a girl at the bar, realized she was a prostitute, taken her back to your room, and realized she's not a girl at all? I have. It made sense. Girls don't normally hit on me talking about baseball. Have you ever put on your wife's thong by mistake and halfway through the day realized that it was really a sock? I have. It didn't feel half bad. And from the response I got at the park, it looked pretty good too. It's been getting hot outside, which means it's time to shop for your summer wardrobe. Have you ever gone to Banana Republic, tried on some underwear, and took a nap in the display window? I have. I could tell how excited the security guard was that he really liked them. Have you ever gone to the beach and buried your wife in the sand, went back home to the city, and filed a missing persons report? I have. It's amazing what you can get away with these days. Why is everybody vaping now, anyway? I don't like it. When I was younger, we didn't need all this blunt tobacco, edibles, or vape pens. We got high the old-fashioned way, by sniffing glue. Have you ever gotten so high that you accuse your dog of stealing your tail? I have. The weird part was, he answered me back. Have you ever run screaming into the vet's office with a rotisserie chicken and demanded that the doctor save his life? I have. He didn't even try. He just dipped it in blue cheese and ate my friend. Have you ever tried to save money on birth control by asking if your vet could neuter you too? I have. It's amazing what those guys will do for an extra $50.
Okay, that's enough.
Have you ever had to pee in a cup for a drug test and just had your cat do it for you? I have. I had no idea my cat was such a pothead.
Okay, that's...
Have you ever eaten so many pot gummy bears that you ended up climbing into the Ben & Jerry's freezer at the supermarket? I have.
Okay, that was the late great...
Have you ever stripped down naked, covered yourself in cheese sauce, walked into a Yankee Candle shop and screamed that you were melting? I have.
All right, enough. The late, great Andy Rooney, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. And now please welcome the very talented comedian Paul Morrissey, everybody. Paul Morrissey from Come to Papa fame.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Keep it going for Tom Papa and everybody. The trio. Oh, it's good to be here. I'm a little spaced out. I'm not high, sir. Not high. Yeah, not high. I've only done comedy high once, and I was just obsessed with how close my lips were to the microphone, and that's no way to make people laugh, or maybe it is. I'm not sure. But I got a concussion about a month ago, which was scary, but I didn't feel it when I got hit. I didn't feel it afterwards, and I've just kind of felt high for the last 2 months. So I think that's my advice to anyone who's feeling kind of down. Just get hit in the head really hard, and you'll never be happier. I looked at people that get really hit really hard all the time, like boxers, like George Foreman. You ever seen George Foreman not smiling? I mean, that's the greatest thing in the world. So maybe that's not the right advice right off the bat. So I'm staying here in New York. I live in Los Angeles now. I started in New York, but I live in LA. I stay in a nice hotel. I don't want to brag. Memory foam mattress at the hotel. Yeah. If you poor people don't know, a memory foam mattress is a mattress that lets you know exactly how fat you are. An added bonus at the hotel, exactly how fat the person was the night before. So that's... Believe it or not, it's always good when they're bigger than you and kind of nestle in that crevice and... Feels like your spoon, and sometimes it's still warm. But I do have a girlfriend. Sorry, everybody. Yeah. I'll dangle this meat in front of you, but it's not fair. Had to get off Tinder. That was rule number one, get off Tinder. And I wasn't doing well with Tinder in LA. All the women had the same exact sentence on all their profiles. I wrote this sentence. They wrote, I'm fluent in sarcasm. Hee hee. I think I'm a funny guy. I wrote back to one of the girls like, oh, that's so cool that you're fluent in sarcasm. She was like, really? I was like, nah, I was being sarcastic. Sure you know what fluent means? But my girlfriend's a Canadian, which I didn't know. She's Canadian. Yeah, I didn't know she's Canadian. She has a tattoo of a maple leaf on her leg. I just thought she was a big fan of autumn or something, but That's what they do when you're born in Canada. They brand you with the maple leaf. That's true. It's just like a Disney pass or something. They stamp you so you get back in without waiting in line, you know? But she's Canadian. She's half black and she's half Scottish. Yeah. Which that makes me feel like I bring nothing to the table when we get introduced together, you know? She has this cool thing and then what about you, Paul? Oh, I have a round face and I'm pale. That's my ethnicity. People look exactly like me have been having sex with each other generation after generation. And that's why I look like me. It's not a good look. I'm the first one to tell you. Drew Carey Jr. in 2017 is not... Drew Carey doesn't even look like this anymore. He changed it up. And I was trying to think, maybe it's just not my time. Maybe if I was born earlier, you know? Maybe the 30s, the 20s. No, you got to go back. Last time it was cool to look like me, I researched it, was Europe in the 1600s. Yeah.
I missed my prime time window to be cool by about 400 years, you know? And that's just because the bar was very, very low, you know? Everyone had bubonic plague and scurvy and typhoid, you know? You had chubby cheeks back then. It was impressive to women, you know? Oh, I bet that guy's a king. He's got a castle. He can afford meat, you know? But now looking like this, 2017, just sad white guy, you know? I'm allergic to hypoallergenic shampoo. That's how bad the earth wants to get rid of me. So I'm trying to eat a little bit better. I went to a nutritionist to try to eat better, which is a weird thing. You basically tell someone what you ate, and they tell you how bad it was that you ate it, you know? It's like going to confession for food, pretty much, you know? I don't need that kind of guilt in my life. And you always lie about what you eat, make it sound healthier than it is. You don't sound like a fat slob to this person. So she said, "What did you have for lunch today, Paul?" I said, "I had a sandwich, no mayonnaise, no cheese." She said, "That sounds healthy. What kind of bread did you use?" Chocolate. What the hell kind of sandwich is that? It's an ice cream sandwich. I don't know. That's what I usually have. I love ice cream. Favorite kind of ice cream? You guessed it. Neapolitan. Yeah. If you don't know, Neapolitan is an Italian word that means two good flavors, one shitty one. Yeah, I'm putting that one on you. That's a room divided by strawberry right there. There's foods I don't like. Like, I hate... There's one food I'm kind of uncomfortable how much I hate it. I don't like saying it out loud. Because I hate soup. I don't like people that smell like soup. I don't like people with soup recipes. I don't even like the word soup, the way it starts and ends all slippery like that, you know? And people run to the rescue of soup. They're like, "How could you not like soup? Soup is good food." That's the slogan. I was like, "Nah, it's like 1% food. It's water that touched food at one point. That's all it is." "How could you not like chicken noodle soup? Don't you like chicken?" It's like, "Yeah, I love chicken. I just never thought that dumping a bucket of hot water on top would make it taste better." It's literally the watered down version of what I want to eat. And here's the thing. You eat soup when you're poor. That's why it's so cheap. There's nothing in it, you know? You eat soup when you're out of teeth, when you can't chew actual food anymore. Still not on board? How about this? It's the only food that crackers make it taste better. That's how bad soup is. If you need saltines to spice it up, I'm sorry. That's a shitty, shitty food. I know this is a dangerous set we're doing right here. Who'd have thought it was going to be soup that divided you guys? All the Trump stuff up front didn't do it, but it was soup. God damn it. But I did try a couple things myself. Like, I went to Subway. I ate at Subway 9 days in a row. You ever do that? Don't do that. I had what people in the 60s who took too much acid called a moment of clarity. I saw through all the bullshit. Like, I know not all the meat at Subway is the same. They just have a guy that spray paints it different colors in the back. That's right. One kind of meat, 40 kinds of bread, though. Which that's got to be made up, too. I think there's only two kinds of bread. There's white and wheat. Everything else is just something they pull out of their ass that day. You know? They get all excited. "Try a new bread of the week, bedazzled pumpernickel." Why is it sparkling? Or it's a grain. You want 9 grain, 20 grain? You want 40 grain bread? Pretty soon it's just going to be wood, right? "Yeah, can I get a 6-inch turkey on... Is that cedar? Foot-long roast beef on bamboo... Yeah, I want it toasted, you bet your ass I do. And varnish, give it a good shellacking." All right, I feel like we peaked a little bit there. If you're pacing yourselves, don't hold anything back. I'm almost done. Oh, I'm a pale fella. You can't see that on the radio. Not a good joke for that, but this isn't even a spotlight. This is just me glowing for being in the sun. I store light. Tan is not one of my colors. I have two colors. I have white and I have red. Where I put sunscreen and where I mist with the sunscreen, right? At the end of the day, I just look like a big fat candy cane sitting on the beach. Big white handprint on my belly. That's not a good look. And I'm jealous of people that tan, you get complimented. You know, strangers will come up and say, "Oh, what a beautiful tan." Whenever I spend all day in the sun, people come up and say, "Oh, that looks like it hurts. You got a little fire engine red going there, lobster boy. Put some Noxzema on there or something." I even have like a reddish hue to me. I don't know if I'm so pale you can see the blood through my skin or what's going on. Like, whenever I Photoshop my pictures on the computer to remove the red eye, it just blacks out my whole face. The band liked that one. All right, this is the last joke, all right? When are you going to finish that anyway? Yeah, I wouldn't either. With a ladle. But I live in California now. We had the gay marriage first, which was cool. And then we didn't have it. We got rid of it, which is dumb. And then we brought it back when everybody else had it. And in the meantime, we ended up with all these rinky-dink marriage laws. You know, like common law marriage. You ever hear that one? That's just if you live with the same person for a couple of years, whether you like it or not, boom, you're married. Yeah, that's the one that scares the hell out of me. No party, no honeymoon, no cake, nothing. You just wake up, you're married. That sounds like a goddamn nightmare, doesn't it? And then a lot of states ended up having gay marriage and common law marriage, which I think is very confusing, because what happens if you just end up like two loser dudes sharing the same crappy apartment for a couple years? It's been known to happen. Both working part-time, the pizza place, getting drunk every weekend, a few years goes by, boom, they're married. See them at a party, they're newlyweds. I don't know, Tony and Jim were gay, they're married now? When did they fall in love? They didn't. They just never got their shit together, man. All right. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy.
Paul Morrissey, everybody. Paul Morrissey. All right. We have a special moment in the show tonight. Something we weren't planning, but... something that is that has occurred. The great Rick Crome, who is our announcer, who has been a staple of New York in general for a long time, is a super talented guy, a comedian, a musician. He also created a musical called Newsical, the musical. And every week they write new songs, new fresh material, and it's been running on Off-Broadway forever, and he's just that prolific of a guy. And tonight is the 2,500th performance of Newsical. Tonight, it is now in the top 10 longest off-Broadway musicals in history, which is an amazing, amazing accomplishment. It's it plays every night at the Kirk Theater on 42nd Street, and he's a great guy. He's a good friend, and he's super talented, and he's going to play something from Newsical right now. The great Rick Crome, everybody.
That's very nice of you to acknowledge that. Thank you. This is a song that, you know, when we do songs about the news and how and famous people and current trends and stuff, by the end of the show, the audience has kind of had enough. And we pay tribute to those people who are still, despite it all, able to cling to hope. So here's a little song that maybe you'll find useful tonight. So. When emerging from the darkness, when ascending from the deep, when at last your heart awakens from its world-weary sleep, how you celebrate serenity in this place you've never been, and you gaze in endless wonder at this magic place you're in. Where are you when you've lost your doubts and fears? Where are you when your sadness disappears? You're in denial, complete denial, when you turn pathetic circumstance to glory. You're in denial, yes, deep denial, when your life's a wreck but you feel hunky-dory. When you're singing karaoke and imagine you're on key, when you're just an alcoholic but you swear it's ADD. If you think Mariah Carey's voice is how an angel sounds, when you dress yourself in spandex and you weigh 300 pounds, where are you when your life's a horror show? Where are you if you think that we don't know? You're in denial, complete denial, like when Andy Rooney thinks he's being witty. Like when Caitlyn Jenner says, I'm kinda pretty. Now if you've had hair transplants, please don't think we're fooled, 'cause your head looks like three rows of planted trees. Or if you you've had a facelift. Your eyes so tightly pulled. Do you think we think you're turning Japanese? If you move to a bigger trailer, do you think you're well to do? Do you think that married man you date will leave his wife for you? Do you dine on fat-free ice cream and expect that you lose weight? If your son loves RuPaul's Drag Race, do you really think he's straight? Where are you when there isn't any strife? Where are you when you've learned to love your life? Sing with me now, you're in denial.
Sing!
You're in denial. It's a wretched world, but you refuse to view it. Sing, you're in denial.
Everybody, Rick Chrome. Hot damn. Amazing. So go see the show. If you're walking around New York, you can still see the goddamn show. And he doesn't perform in it anymore, but he still gets checks. You know, with the president in office, there's been a lot of confusion about what's morally okay on the dating scene. And after various insults towards women, topped off with his grab women by the hoo-ha rant, we really didn't know what direction we were headed. So to help us find out what effect Trump has had on male-female relations, please welcome back, by popular demand, our dating experts, two regular, somewhat pudgy white guys, Paul and Dave.
Hey, everybody. Sure is a lot of sexy ladies out there.
Yeah, easy, ladies. Try and keep your clothes on.
Stop undressing me with your eyes. I'm not a piece of meat.
Yeah, I know I look like The Rock, but I'm a person with real feelings.
Yeah, in my pants.
Oh, fist pump, baby.
All right, well, thanks for being here, fellas.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Thanks for having us. It's nice to take a break from all that banging.
It's nice to have something to do while keeping our pants on.
Yeah, I'm not even sure why we wear them.
It's for public safety. We can't walk around totally exposed. It would cause a riot.
Have you guys seen any difference in your relations with women since President Trump has been elected?
Well, let us start off by saying that we really aren't political.
Yeah, that's true. We like both sides equally.
Yeah, the front and the back. Get it?
Yeah, fist pump, baby. Yeah, but there is definitely a movement going on in this country. You can feel it in your pants.
Ever since Trump became president, chicks are definitely into us more than ever.
Yeah, white guys. I mean, really white guys like us. Are back, baby!
I didn't know they went away.
Oh, yeah. During Obama, it was tough for a white guy out there on the streets.
Chicks were looking at us like we were white and pasty.
You kind of are.
Well, on the outside.
We're white and tasty. Yeah, white and tasty. That's what we are.
Baby. Look, we understand that white guys had a real advantage in this country, and we know that was wrong.
And we totally supported other races when they said it was time to change all that.
Yeah, and that was a really hard couple of months. We're really glad that's over.
Now it's time for some banging. Fist bump, baby.
It seems weird that your sex lives would actually be affected by the president.
Well, that makes perfect sense, Tom. I mean, look, the guy is not a good president, but he knows his way around the ladies.
And we've picked up a lot of his techniques.
Oh, Lord.
Before, Donald, we thought that before you kissed the lady, you had to talk to her, buy her dinner, take her roller skating.
But then Donald taught us that they are really just begging for men to make out with them. It's really our responsibility to kiss them.
But he also taught us to be a gentleman about it. That's why we stuff our face with Tic Tacs first.
Yeah, I even throw a couple in my pants just in case.
And look, some people got angry about the whole grab him by the pussy thing, and we would totally never do that.
But what we would do is pop some Tic Tacs and ask them if that's something they'd like us to do.
Because we would definitely do that if that is something they're interested in.
Has any woman ever said yes to that?
No.
And thank God, because I'm not sure how one would do that.
It seems very complicated. I mean, how do you grab that? You can grab something to eat, you can grab a cab, maybe participate in a grab bag at Christmas.
But grabbing a pussy is just weird.
It shows how advanced our president is.
He's like a pussy black belt.
Yeah, pussy jujitsu.
Oh, this really seems like he's just a terrible role model. He's not really just offensive to women, but he really doesn't seem like he would help men out either.
Oh, no, he does. Trust me. Things have really turned around for us. And more than anything, we just see ourselves differently.
Yeah, we're huge.
Enormous.
Really, really huge.
Biggest ever.
Awesomely huge.
Yeah. And we're getting so much action. A lot of people, many people are saying. I mean, really qualified people are saying that we're the greatest lovers of all time. I mean,
the greatest. No one comes close.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying. Everyone is saying. Dave and Paul have had more sex than anyone on earth ever.
That can't be true.
But that's the beauty of the Trump system. It doesn't have to be true. You just say it.
Hey, ladies, I don't mean to brag, but I know people from NASA, very qualified people, who say the rocket in my pants is the biggest they've ever seen.
Huge. Hey, ladies, I know some people in the CIA, top-level people, who say that you and I should definitely go under the covers. Get it?
Fist it!
No, you shouldn't say that. We're in the village.
Oh, yeah, you need to say
bump. Fist is something totally different.
Got it.
All right, there you go. Our dating experts, two regular, somewhat pudgy white guys, Paul and Dave. Just horrible. And now, don't get carried away, guys. And now, welcome the hilariously handsome Sam Morrell, everybody. Sam Morrell, your last comedian of the evening.
Oh, how am I going to follow that tsunami of laughs? Hey. Sangria? All right. So, I just saw a little baby on the street. I saw a baby wearing a t-shirt that said, I love life, on a baby. And I was like, he'll grow out of it. It gets worse. I like kids. We tell kids they could be whatever they want, and then we don't give them the odds. That would be helpful. If I have a kid, I'm going to be honest. If he's like, Daddy, can I play in the NBA? I'm going to be like, statistically, it is possible. But let's take a look at this chart. I've taken the liberty of factoring in your size and race. Doesn't look good. You're a tiny Jew. That's why we named you TJ. I'm a Jew. I'm a Jewish man. I am, yeah. I complain a lot. I'm in therapy. I'm the type of Jew that if you don't like Jewish people, I'm not the one that's going to turn things around for you at all. You're going to be like, still definitely dislike. I was talking to my therapist about my relationship, and he was like, yeah, you tend to pursue damaged people and then try to help them. And I was like, you too. I heard a guy in therapy before me. He was getting huge laughs, like through the door. The therapist was laughing. And I had that feeling. I was like, fuck, I got to bring it this week, you know? I'm not going to be upstaged by an orthodontist. But I'm in a relationship. It's going all right. I think we're dating. She stopped shaving her legs. And that's how you know. You reach down after a couple months. You're like, that's a fucking problem. Okay. We're serious. She's a good lady. I stopped watching porn. She thought it was weird. So I was like, I'm gonna stop it. I used to watch a lot. This is how much porn I used to watch. I would use a separate browser. Does that make sense? Like I was living a double life, kind of. So Safari thought I was a good person, but Firefox was like, shame on you. But she reads women's magazines. Those are more offensive than porn, you know? Yeah, there's fad and old porn. There's no fad and old Cosmo, right? Every women's magazine is like, how to shed that last 10 pounds. Meanwhile, porn is like, you're perfect, and we have a category for you right here. You're not fat in porn. You're a big, beautiful woman. That's what they call you. A BBW. You're not old. You're mature. You're not covered in semen. You're getting a facial. Not the right crowd, but it still kind of worked. I gotta tell you. Had low expectations for that one. You proved me wrong. Yeah. Anyone here ever done that? The old money shot? I tried once. My girlfriend asked me to do it. She was like, I think we should do it. And I was like, I don't know if it's a good idea. And she was like, please. I might have doctored the conversation there, but she was like, let's try it. So I said, all right, we try. And I did it. And the moment I did it, we both had a moment where we were like, we were not these types of people. You know what it felt like? It felt like I'm like the tough kid trying to join the gang. And then I join the gang. They kill someone. I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for this gang. You guys are too gang-like for me. I went to a place the other day. And she asked me to go down. I enjoy that. I eat her vagina quite a bit. And I don't take the bus. I take the train. And it's a New York way. She's worth it. And I was going down her. In the middle, I stopped. And I was like, man, I love eating vagina. And she was like, cool. In the future, could you say my vagina? And I was like, you know what? That is a fair edit. We've been together for 2 years. It's time for some brand loyalty, you know? I've been with her 2 years. I do the road all the time. I haven't cheated once. And a lot of people are like, what's your secret? How do you not cheat? And this is my secret. 2 years, faithful the entire time. My secret. Not one woman has tried to fuck me. That is how I do it. I'll be alone in a plane, beautiful women are walking towards me. I'll be like, she better not sit next to me. Then she sits next to me. We don't speak the entire flight. I'm like, that was a close call. I'm a great person. I've been on the road a lot. It's very nice to be here right now. I've been some real shitholes lately. I was in Reno, Nevada last year. I did a casino there, which, ooh. If you ever want to see fake tits in an oxygen tank on the same person, book yourself a little trip, because it's happening. You guys are the Montreal people right here? You're the Montreal. Oh, fucking strip clubs. That's all you people talk about over there. I was going through customs. This guy's like, he was like, as I'm going through customs, he's like, have you ever been arrested or handcuffed? And I was like, two different questions. That's kind of being like, hey, ever had a prostate exam or a finger in the butt? And I say yes because I'm adventurous, but also health conscious, you know. No, but that's the first thing they said. Like, you got to go to the strip clubs. I was like, I'm not going. Those girls are victims of sexual abuse. Also, it's too much money. That's my stance. Like, I'm not going to take advantage of some girl's fucked up childhood. Not at those prices. Better options out there. I was just in Portland. Good people, very sensitive. I think it's a lack of protein. And I walked into this comedy club, and this guy's like, I got those three hot girls, and you owe me big time. I said, thank you very much. He said, yeah, it takes a woman like me to get those hot chicks in. And he had like a 5 o'clock shadow like me. I was like, you're a man though, right? And he was like, excuse me. And I was like, ah, fuck. It's like, you're not a man? He's like, you can't tell me how I identify. I said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. He goes, fuck you, you made a mistake. And I said, I can clearly see that you're a woman now because you're furious at me and I have no idea why. And then he forgave me, which was pretty mannish. Now, you women are amazing because you can fake an orgasm, but you can't fake a good mood. That is impressive to me. That, you could tell me I'm the best you've ever had, but you can't smile once at a family picnic. That is impressive. Every time I have sex with my girlfriend, she says, "You made me come." It's very generous because I know I'm not playing that big a role in it. I know I'm there. No, but we're having sex, and she's always like, "I'm about to come," and I'm like, "Cool." And then she's like, "Stay completely still," and I'm like, "All right." And then she's like, "You just made me come," and I'm like, "Are you sure?" It feels like I play dead with an erection. Made you come. That's like if I went to the barber shop, and I'm like, "Can you hold the buzzer completely still?" Just rub my head around it like a cat. I'm like, "All right, you're the best I've ever had. Also, you just made me come." She just got a vibrator too, and I got an Xbox, so it's almost over. You know, I'm playing NBA 2K. She's playing with herself. But either way, we're both thinking about LeBron. The female body is so much more complex. You know, you got to find the clitoris. The penis just shows up. If they were toys, the vagina would be a Rubik's Cube. The penis would probably be like a pogo stick. Just simple, self-explanatory. You take one look at a pogo stick, you're like, "I could figure that out." You go up and down it, you're like, "That's basically it, yes." The Rubik's Cube, you could fuck with that your whole life and be like, "I'm baffled. I have no idea." Only little Asian boys seem to be able to figure it out. I don't know. I think the Rubik's Cube should come with sound effects the whole time you're doing it. It should just be like, "Almost." Almost. I lost it. By the way, the penis starts a pogo stick. It ends up a slinky, no question. Flaccid and sad and trying to escape down a staircase. I think most women look at sex differently. Most women look at sex like buying a car. You're like, "Can I see myself in this long term? Is it safe? Is it reliable? Could it kill me?" Most guys look at sex like parking a car. We're like, "There's a spot." "There's another spot. That would work." "Oh, I have to pay? Never mind." "Handicapped. Hope no one sees this." All right, I gotta go. Thank you.
Sam Morril, everybody. Sam Morril. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Thank you so much for coming. And thanks for faking the laughs through a couple of those sketches. So go out, enjoy your lives. Don't watch so much news. Look out for each other. Turn in. Turn inwards. Pay attention to your family. That's how you get through these kind of things. Look at each other, right? I mean, your family's probably not that great. But if you get two people out of it, you're probably all right. Just got through Mother's Day. Good job, everybody. It's an annoying one, isn't it? I don't understand it. Why do they still think like breakfast in bed is a good idea? It doesn't make sense. This poor woman is working her ass off year round for you. And then you just get a tray and pin her to the bed with runny eggs and cold toast and make her eat like a hospital patient. Enjoy your me time. We're gonna go to IHOP. We'll see you guys a little later. And who's gonna clean up the crumbs off the bed? The kids? No, they can't do anything. They're useless. Mom's gonna have to clean it. The first time I heard my kids pour cereal in a bowl while I was asleep, I almost cried. I was like, "Oh my God, they're not brain damaged. I might be able to sleep an extra half hour." Just hearing the shh. And then right after that, we just heard milk hit the ground and explode because their little baby shitty arms couldn't deal with the momentum coming out. And instead of easing it back, they just put their arms up and wish that it won't hit the ground. They're useless. Father's Day's coming up. That's not going to be that great. It never is. It's just an excuse for the guy that doesn't want to be there to be by himself yet again. You don't have to worry about your dad. Dad's, he's just kind of a mess. Are you a dad?
Not yet.
Not yet. Is it coming?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, you're much more important right now than you. Don't get pregnant tonight after drinking that sangria. That kid is not going to be okay. He's going to be red and milky, just like that glass. I don't understand people who say that their parents are their best friends. My dad's my best friend. Yeah, well, you should get some new friends. You're born with a parent. Well, go out and meet some people your own age and try and have a real relationship. My dad's my best friend. I don't want to be near you. You spend your whole life trying not to be like your parents, don't you? And you have to fight. I don't want to be my father. He's an all right guy, but I don't want to turn into him. And it's happening every day. He just blurts shit out for no reason, loudly, and doesn't care who hears him, ever. I don't want to be that guy. Last summer, I'm flying into Montreal from New York. We're flying in, and the pilot says it's a very nice day today. It's 25 degrees Celsius. And I blurted out, "What does that really mean?" Like a douche. Who says that? No, I'm not converting it. You convert it. We killed Hitler. How about that? Times are hairy. So just find someone to love. This is the season. This is the season to do it. Find someone and just hang on. And if you have someone already and you're trying to figure out if you're going to stay with this person forever, just think long and hard about it. You don't want to fail at it. You want to make it work. And you can't just look at the person in front of you and say, "I love this person. I love the way they look. I love the way they smell. This is the person I want to be with." You have to picture that person in the distant future, the far off distant future. You have to look at this man, with no hair. Picture him with no hair. Yeah, or even worse, just a couple wisps, like a doll that's been caught in a fire. 5 times as fat, just blubbery, fat, little doll head in sandals. He's gonna wear sandals. Sometimes with socks, sometimes without. Because it's easy. That's what a man wants. Easy. And I don't care what he does now, rides a motorcycle, does cool stuff. No, picture that guy with the doll head waddling in his sandals into the garage to paint birdhouses. That's what he's doing instead of having sex with you. Same thing with your girl. You got to picture her, this beautiful woman, that beautiful hair. Cut it, the hair off, and just whatever's left, just straight up. Just straight up, and put a flower in it because she thinks that's pretty. She doesn't care about easy, she cares about comfortable. A woman wants to be comfortable. Don't picture her in high heels, no more heels. Big, thick, comfortable shoes, like a nurse wears. Like a nurse that's going to clown college wears. And big, comfortable underpants and bras. No more lace panties, big, comfortable underpants, like parachute material that she hand washes in the sink and lets dry on the shower curtain rod. If you look at her and you still like that, and she likes you in your birdhouse sandal attire, then you've got someone you can love, and someone you could live with, and someone that you could live happily ever after with. And I wish it all for you. Thank you all so much for coming. Let's hear it one more time for everyone you saw tonight. Paul Morrissey, Marina Franklin, Bob DeBono, Mark Norman, Dave Juskow, Sam Morrell, Maury and the Come to Papa Trio, and the great Rick Chrome. Thank you all so much. We'll see you next time.